Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. There's a big industry of educational media marketed to young children. But as Matt LaPierre, assistant professor of communications at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, suggests, the educational claims of these products may be nothing more than clever marketing.
Chances are, if you or someone close to you has had a child in the last decade, you are acquainted with baby videos. For those of you who are unfamiliar with them, they are often sold with brand names such as Baby Einstein or Baby IQ, with most recent estimates showing that two-thirds of American homes with young children own one. Yet there is little available evidence to suggest that children under three learn from these videos. Moreover, the makers of these videos have come under fire for the way that the videos are marketed, with their suggestive titles and vague product claims. For example, this video will inspire language learning. Working with my friend Sarah Valla, we wanted to test whether certain types of marketing cues affected the average American parent. In our experiment, we asked parents to evaluate a brand new video. We wanted to see if parents thought that the video would teach their child and if these parents would be interested in buying the video for their child. However, parents did not all see the same video cover. In one of our experimental conditions, one half of parents saw a video with the brand name Little Genius, while the other half saw a video named Little Munchkins. While there are no other differences, parents who saw the Little Genius box were more likely to say that their child would learn from watching the video. In addition, we tested the specificity of the marketing claims used with the product, as one half of parents saw a cover that said their child would learn versus another half who saw claims that the child would be inspired. In fact, we found that parents were not careful readers of product claims, as parents who saw the less explicit claim were just as likely to think the product was educational as those who saw the explicit claim. Since this is the first study to investigate the impact these marketing strategies have on parents, more research is necessary. However, our research does suggest that parents are eager to see educational gains for their children when the research so far has shown there are none.
That was Matt LaPierre of the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.